It's now time for the Satellite Guys podcast. Featuring all the latest news, talk, and rumors from the world of satellite. Plus all the latest headlines from the world of home theater technologies. And now, here is your host, Goalie Bob Nemitz.
Hey, Satellite Guys, welcome to another fine post-CES edition of the show. And you know, Scott, you sound kind of sick.
No, I'm not sick. Actually, my laptop is sick. For you guys who are not pub members, my laptop got smashed at CES. The screen got smashed, and I sent it out for repair. So, you know, $500-$600 later, and when I get it back, it should be as good as new again.
Go ahead, Scott. Admit it. PG caught you with a stripper, right?
Nah, she would have, you know, probably grabbed the camera and took some pictures or something like that. So she's okay with that.
Speaking of CES, we had a great time at CES, and wow, was I fed like a king while we were there.
Oh, yeah, we had a great time. You know, the Satellite Guy staff, when they do these special events for us, they're always taken care of like kings. And we had a couple opportunities there where we took them out to some great dinners. My favorite probably was being at the top of the world and having dinner up there at the top of the stratosphere, looking out over Las Vegas while the restaurant spun around at the top of the stratosphere.
Yeah, if you haven't seen the view from up there, pay the $10, $12. It's well worth it just to see the view alone. And then you could also ride the rides up there where you hang literally off the stratosphere in a little contraption there. And you're looking down literally at Las Vegas Boulevard, which is about a good 300-400 feet. Yeah.
Long way away. You know, my wife wanted to go on that, but we were so full from dinner, we didn't want to lose it. So we avoided those rides this year. And the other place we took the staff, another great place if you're in Las Vegas or if they have them locally in your area, a restaurant called Texas de Brazil. And I don't know about you, but it was the first time I've ever been to a place like that. And the food just kept coming out. They kept bringing steak and steak and steak and steak and carving it right there on your plate until you said stop and couldn't eat no more. And man, I had a hard time walking out of that restaurant.
Yeah, Scott, even when you said stop, they still kept bringing it. I just couldn't think of why they would do that.
So when Bob says we were fed like kings, we were fed like kings. And speaking like being fed like kings, I don't know where we're going with that one, but CES was amazing. And the king for this year was the Dish Network 922, which won CNET's award for best of show at the Consumer Electronics Show. There, how's that for segue?
Yeah, Scott, definitely. That 922 with the touch screen remote, it was fantastic. In fact, it was one of the best products out there, although there wasn't too much screaming from this year by me. In fact, it seemed like everything that was displayed was thinner and slimmer, which it seemed like slim was in.
Yes, it was, and let me just make a correction there. The Dish Network remote is not a touchscreen, but it's a touchpad. There's no screen on it. I know some people are getting confused by that, so I wanted to clarify that. But it was an amazing device there. And, you know, Dish Network's press release said it was going to be available in the spring. Now, I don't believe that's going to be the case. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see it until the fall. Me and Bob had a chance to play with the 922 for quite a while one morning. And I managed to break it.
Scott broke it pretty good, but surprisingly, that thing has a pretty quick boot up.
Yeah, I got it to do a reboot on me, you know, scrolling through the menus there and did something didn't like and it rebooted on me. The new splash screen looks amazing, the boot up screen. And then when it does its series 1 of 5, you know, the little 5 things it does there when it's booting up, it flew through that really, really quick and then was back online, and it was really nice to see how fast it did everything. And it seems like a really great, it's going to be a great, great, great receiver when it comes out.
Speaking of boot up, we did notice that there was a push button reset on it.
Yeah, underneath the smart card cover, there's a big red button there that marked reset. I hope that's not a sign of things to come for the 922, but it's nice to see them finally have a actual reset button on there instead of holding down the power button for 5-10 seconds.
Right, it definitely makes sense to have that there, and it's definitely something I'd be looking forward to. I'm looking forward to the receiver myself, And the interesting thing about this receiver is that EchoStar announced that they were going to be able to sell this receiver to cable companies or DirecTV if those companies decided they want to allow that receiver for their customers.
Yeah, well, that sounds great. I don't really see cable companies or even DirecTV running to someone who is their competitor. You know, even though EchoStar is a separate company from Dish Network, the board of directors is the same, the CEO is the same, the president's, you know, they're going across the line, everything's the same there. So by doing business with them, they're basically doing business with their enemy, and I don't think a lot of them want to do things like that. Matter of fact, Comcast and a couple others are working on allowing their customers to watch their stuff online, just like you're viewing it remotely on a Slingbox, but the customer will not need any special hardware. It will come off a special server being run by Comcast, which cuts all the Sling stuff right out of the middle. So that content sharing thing that's going there that Dish is going for with the 922 may not be needed if you can get the content providers to allow you to stream it online at the same time.
Yeah, exactly, Scott. And speaking of customers and also companies fighting over customers, hopefully DirecTV will have a fire lit under their butt soon, because NBC Universal and Dish Network, as well as Viacom and Dish Network, have reached agreements.
Yep, NBC Universal, they've had a deal there, but the Viacom things are the big thing going there. And Viacom is, you know, MTV Network, Spike TV, all those types of channels. Well, Dish has come to an agreement with those channels, and we'll be offering them soon. I hate that word. Everybody at Satellite Guys, I think, hates that word soon, Bob.
Right, yeah, I understand that, but it's looking promising, especially with Seal 2, I believe it's Seal 2. I know it's Seal. It's coming online at 1:29 around noon tomorrow, so for the next couple weeks, I expect a nice little housewarming party for that satellite at that location.
That is correct. The CL2 satellite will be arriving at 1:29 tomorrow about noontime. However, don't get out the marshmallows and start saying kumbaya yet, because once it arrives there, they got to do some final tests on it to make sure everything's all lined up perfectly. They got a lot of spot beams on that satellite. A lot of testing to be done from the 1:29 location that they were not able to do at its other location. So there'll be a bunch of testing there before the satellite goes online, and then they'll start transitioning stuff off the old 1:29 satellite to CL2, and then they'll start lighting up new HD local into locals.
Yeah, and that's going to be really exciting, because finally Dish is going to have a very, very, very competitive HD lineup, so that way they can go ahead and hopefully grab some customers from DirecTV with this new 922 receiver combo mix.
Right, yep. So that's some good news there for if the Viacom channels have said something you're looking for. And by the way, if you're hearing a dog barking in the background, it's because I'm not in my normal place where I normally do my podcasting. So the dog is locked up in the room, so he doesn't jump over anything, and he seems to be unhappy at the moment. And if anybody wants a dog, drop me an email, and maybe we can do something there.
Well, Scott, that's all right. I just love a nice little furry friend of the family. He's just saying hi on the podcast.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, let's see. Another interesting thing now is we got February 1st coming up, which is supposed to be the new date of the new pricing from Dish Network. And something weird is going on there, Bob, and I haven't quite placed my finger on it yet. Because if you're an AT&T Dish Network customer, or if you have Century Telephone Dish Network, you were notified in the mail over the past week of the new pricing schemes that got going into effect as of February 1st. Now, what makes things interesting about this is if you're a current Dish Network customer and you're getting your bill in the mail for February, there is no price increase in there. And I'm not sure if Dish Network screwed up and forgot to change the pricing when they mailed it the February billing, or if they're holding off for a while, and I'm trying to get official confirmation of what's going on here, but if you're getting your February bills, there's no price increase in there.
Yeah, you know, they did something recently with the Dish Latino packages that I think they really should do for every package. That's they included the locals within the package, so that way the package price drops.
Right. The Dish Latino is including the locals, as Bob said. And, you know, Dish is charging, $5 a month to receive locals in the other packages. Even DirecTV no longer charges for HD locals, so hopefully they you know, are just playing with that and seeing if it works. And if it works, then roll it out across the board where they drop the local prices for the local broadcasters coming in there. And also another thing that hopefully it'll do in the future that DirecTV is currently doing is one DVR fee for your entire house.
Yeah, that would be extremely cool. Sort of kind of like how the 211 is right now. You only pay one enabling fee, and you don't have any DVR fees for that receiver specifically. But that would be really cool. Or just one single DVR fee and monthly $5.99, and you get DVR service on all your DVRs in the house.
Yeah, I'd be happy if they charge you a $9.99 whole house DVR fee. Let's say you've got a... let's see if they charge you $5 for one DVR, or $9.99 for as many DVRs as you have in your house. I'd be totally 100% happy with that. And hopefully the people at Dish Network are listening, and you know, when they start thinking about new pricing, they really need to look into that, because that's holding a lot of people away from Dish Network, because they don't want to pay fees for each DVR they have in their house. And you know, cable companies charge you rental fees. But people like DirecTV don't charge you a fee for every box in your house. It's just one flat fee for all the DVRs you have in your house. And it's something I think Dish Network should consider doing, and quickly.
Speaking of February 1st and price increases, February 1st just happens to be the Super Bowl. And I'm sure people are wondering, is Dish Network or DirecTV going to have that special Super Bowl fee that they have every year?
The word I'm getting is no. So many in the past, stations have put up the Super Bowl feed in the high definition on satellite, available to anybody who lives in an owned and operated area. And I remember in some cases that if you lived in an area which didn't have any of those network feeds available to you whatsoever, they also opened up for you. From what I'm being told this year by both satellite companies, is the answer is no. There will be no special Super Bowl feed on satellite this year.
Which is kind of surprising, but I can understand where the networks are coming from, because the local channels want you watching their local channel for their local advertising.
Yeah, and going back to price changes for a second, and I didn't actually put this on our show notes for today, but something's pissing me off, Bob.
What's that, Scott?
And that's the news coming out of Sirius XM, that they're raising the rates on their service. Right now, they're charging $12.95 a month for your first radio, and then $6.99 a month for each additional radio. And beginning on March 11th, the price of Sirius XM, which, no matter which one you have, your first radio will be $12.95. There's no price change there. However, the streaming online service that comes with the $12.95 package is no longer going to be included for free. So if you want it, it's an additional $2.99. So basically, what to get the services you have now, that $12.99 package is going to cost you $15.99, and I'm kind of aggravated about it. And in addition, the family plan radios are going from $6.99 to $8.99. And after all the programming changes they did, where they basically destroyed everything that satellite radio was good for, I'm actually thinking of dropping my subscriptions.
Yeah, I know. Sirius Satellite Radio, the head honcho, or the head cheese, as we call Charlie Ergen over there, Mel has been doing an absolutely horrible, horrible job. They literally dropped the sponge with a lot of the channels that people liked. There was that Cinemagic channel that a lot of people liked. Not only that, they've been dropping the ball with talent as far as Bubba the Love Sponge, and now they're going against a practice that they promised the FCC they wouldn't do, and they're taking away services, and I'm so fed up. I've already canceled all my subscription, and you know, I really wish, I don't want to see it happen, because Sirius is a great product, or was a great product, but I wish they would just go ahead and close up shop and go under.
Yeah, I've been actually getting a lot of negative feedback, because I've been going to some of the satellite radio boards and saying that what XM is doing, or what Sirius XM is doing, should be stopped. Because as part of their merger agreement with the FCC, Department of Justice, and various other government agencies, is they agreed not to raise their base price of the radios for 3 months. So that $12.95 price should be good for the next 3 years. Now, some people are trying to sell me that the online radio portion of it was a bonus item. I don't buy that, because if you remember, and if you go back a long time with XM, and I'm a long time XM subscriber since 2001, XM used to be $9.99 a month for the first radio. Then when they went to $12.95 also got you the online streaming. That was added to it. So when they did that price increase, they gave you the online streaming as part of that price increase. So you're paying for the online streaming. Now for them, you know, years later now to take away the online streaming and say, if you want access to that, you got to pay us more money. That to me is a price increase on the $12.95 base package and should be stopped.
Right. You're exactly right, Scott. And that's the same way Sirius kind of rolled, except that it was always mentioned that it was free. It was not a bonus, that it was part of the subscription.
Right. And you know, it does need to be stopped. For me, I don't care if they don't include the internet radio with the family plan radios. I never understood why you needed them, because basically the family plan radios were for you to put other radios in your cars and your house and stuff like that. And I don't really mind if they charge an additional online fee for those extra radios. But the $12.95 package should remain as is with the included internet streaming. No ifs, ands, or buts, because anything else is against the promise they made to the government in order to get this merger done.
Well, Scott, let's go ahead and switch to some positive news. And this week, DirecTV customers received some very positive news with a new channel launch in the form of Comedy Central HD.
Yeah, they've had Comedy Central up there for a while, but now it's truly in high definition. Now you can see Jon Stewart in all his high definition glory, if you want to call it that. And also, they got a good selection of movies that they've been showing in HD, and South Park is coming up all in high definition as well.
Yeah, I actually caught an episode of South Park in HD. They went back and did this season's episodes and redid them in HD, and it looks absolutely fantastic, and some pretty good HD that I've seen from DirecTV in a long time.
Yeah, it's good to see that one, and hopefully we'll have Comedy Central HD on Dish Network soon as well.
Yep, and, you know, going back to CES a little bit, we forgot to mention earlier that our Scotty Chat is up from CES, and not only that, Don Landis did a great job with a video of our Scotty Chat.
Yeah, if you ever wanted to see what madmen me and Bob really are, I do invite you to check out the Scotty Chat that Don Landis went out of his way and videotaped for us. In fact, I didn't even know he was videotaping us until it was over. I mean, I saw him walking around with a camera, but I didn't realize he was taping the entire thing. And the editing job he did on this is fantastic. But you can really see what it goes into making a show like the Scotty Chat happen. And it shows how gracious Dish Network was to basically give us their booth to do this live broadcast from. It was an amazing, amazing experience. And me and Bob were there, you know, doing everything, controlling sound and talking to the callers and adjusting volume levels. And it was just wild time. And as wild as it may seem to you, it was actually kind of relaxing to me for once.
Yeah, and, you know, I mentioned something on the Scotty Chat that people were literally coming up to us asking us for help questions. And during the whole entire setup process, before Parker decided that he was going to play a traffic cop there for a little while, we literally had people asking us Dish Network questions, and we were scanning badges and everything. And it was a fantastic experience. And Don Landis did a great job, and especially with the fact when we're talking about products like the 922, the shot pans over to the 922, so you can see exactly what we're talking about. It's absolutely fantastic and an A-plus production.
Yeah, he got so every time we talk about something like the Sling Guide or the 922 or even the 722K, you're seeing pictures of it, you're seeing demonstrations, you're seeing screenshots of it, so you actually see what we're talking about. It was just tremendously done. I can't thank Don enough for doing that. If you haven't seen it yet, the best way to check it out is go to satelliteguys.blip.tv, and you can watch it all right there. It'll stream right to your computer, nothing to download. It looks fabulous. And I just got an email from Don today saying he's sending me over a Blu-ray copy in full high definition of the Scotty Chat, and I can't wait to see that as well.
Wow, that's going to be exciting. And you know, when he says it's in Blu-ray quality, that's going to be great.
Yeah, well, anything that Don Landis does is first class, so I know it's going to be great.
Wow, well, that's the music, Scott.
Yeah, that is the music, and thanks for joining us, and I'm going to say go Steelers.
All righty, and I'm going to say go Bears and hope for next year, but we'll see you next year.
Bye, guys.
Later.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Satellite Guys Podcast. If you have any questions or comments about our podcast, you can post them online at satelliteguys.us. Or you can email us at podcast@satelliteguys.us. Also remember, you too can be a part of our next podcast by leaving us a message at 815-907-5558. That number again, 815-907-5558. Go ahead and leave us a message. You just might hear it on our next show. Today's podcast was made possible by DishStore.net. On behalf of the entire crew at Satellite Guys Podcast, we'll see you again real soon.